rapid succession of animal eyes. BBC Natural World. A dark-haired man backpacking through forested terrain.
My goal is to follow and film a mother moose and her newborn calf over the next year. It's going to be really interesting to see how it grows, how it learns from its mother, how it avoids danger.
A prowling bear, a young moose fleeing, a bird of prey, then a lake icing over.
Those mums could kill me whenever they wanted to. They can kill wolves with their hooves, so they could definitely kill me on my snowshoes.
The mother moose and its calf, a bighorn sheep, an inquisitive marten, and a beautiful winter landscape.
This is going to be a challenging 12 months, but I'm really excited to see how this animal survives its first year in the Canadian Rockies.
Meet the moose family with Hugo Kitching. Hugo's trekking across green, mossy ground in dense woodland.
I need to find a mother moose with a calf. It's so rare to see newborn calves. Before she gives birth, an expectant mother heads to the most isolated and uninviting parts of the forest. I can't say that I blame her. Some of North America's largest predators live here. So mothers need to be elusive and super protective of their young. Finding any moose, let alone one with a newborn, in this terrain is a daunting challenge.
Jasper National Park, Alberta, Canada.
But after 21 days, I got lucky.
June 4th. A moose, an adult female, snuffling at the forest's fertile undergrowth. She has large ears, a long, rounded snout, a short tail, and a hump on her shoulders. Her infant calf, sporting slightly downy brown fur, is walking nearby, taking ungainly steps with its long, gangly legs.
I can't believe I found her. This calf is only a few days old. She's pretty sweet. I think it's a she. That mom definitely knows I'm here, but she seems okay with me hanging around. That can change at any moment, though, so I'm gonna have to be careful and keep my distance. If I push it or get too close, the mother will turn on me. I hope she's gonna let me stick with them.
Slowly, the mother moose steps off behind some trees and her calf follows. Hugo carries his camera mount through the forest.
Moose populations are declining across North America at an alarming rate. One reason is that calves just aren't surviving their first year. So it's never been more important to learn what happens in that first year. The only way to know is to follow a calf every day for the next 12 months. No one has really done this before, so I feel really lucky to have this chance. And a little nervous too.
Another glimpse of the moose.
They move so quietly through the woods. They blend in so well, even though the mother's like 1,000 pounds. The calf, it's just born, is already faster than me in the bush. I mean, it's amazing. The rest of the camera team is only here for a few more days. They'll come and go throughout the year, but my job is to stay here and to really get to know these moose. This is only gonna work if this mother and calf decide to let me into their world. And their world is a wilderness that covers over 11,000 square kilometers. Jasper National Park, the largest park in the Canadian Rockies.
Rugged peaks, rushing white water, and the tree-covered floor of a valley. Mike Westbrook, Resource Conservation Officer.
Hugo's got a unique challenge, and he's uniquely prepared for it. He doesn't seem to require a coat. And he's able to get up way before the sun gets up, stays up way after it goes down. So he puts in really long days tracking animals. He'll sit watching moose for hours and hours and hours, and it's awe-inspiring. Moline Valley is in the center of Jasper National Park. It's surrounded by mountains and beautiful alpine. It's a lifeline of energy and water and wildlife.
A duck with a distinctive black and white pattern dives beneath the water.
And the habitats for moose are focused predominantly along the bottom where the drainages are, and there's lakes and there's meadows and damper areas for willows and shrubbery to grow. The moose population fluctuates depending on the presence of predators. When we've done counts here, we've seen 19 moose at its high and around 10 at its lower population. To distinguish between the moose in the valley, it's easy because their bells on their neck are either longer or shorter, they have scars, or they're with different sized calves.
June 7th, the mother moose and her youngster.
It's pretty magical being this close to this huge moose and her baby calf. I've only been with them for a couple of days now, and what I'm noticing is that this moose is a really good mother. For a moose calf to survive its first year, it needs a little bit of luck and a really good mom.
A large black and furry paw. A bear is scanning its surroundings.
More moose calves are killed by bears than by any other predator. So learning to recognize a bear is a really big lesson.
The young moose hurries off after its mother.
This little calf has been born into a world that's teeming with life. From emerald lakes right up to the treetops. And everywhere I look, I see parents tending their young.
A magnificent eagle in flight and a herd of bighorns gathered on a vertiginous mountain slope. A young lamb bleats. An older bighorn with impressive curling horns, then a bear cub and its parent high in a leafy tree. June 20th. The moose and its calf cross a deserted road that cuts through the forest. The mother stops to eat some vegetation on the far side.
This calf and this cow are easily identifiable. The mother has a really distinct scar on her shoulder. I'm really curious to know what did it. This calf is timid and super cute. And she seems to be learning all the time. These young moose can put on 2 to 4 pounds a day every day, right up until winter. She's around 2 weeks old now, and she's just starting to learn how to eat plants. I can really see how the mom shows her what to eat. The mom is passing a bacteria onto the calf through the saliva she left on those leaves. When the calf eats the leaves, she ingests the bacteria, which is going to grow in her gut and allow the calf to digest plants.
A deer steps by.
This mom is really aware, and she doesn't let the calf get very far from her. You know, I think that mother's really concerned about keeping that calf safe.
In time-lapse, misty clouds swirl and dance above the trees and mountains. June 21st. The calf and its mother are grazing in another part of the forest. It's raining, and water drips from a bare branch. A fast-flowing river.
You know, a part of the challenge of being out here every day is dealing with the different weather, and I am really cold right now, but I gotta keep going. I gotta keep the gear dry and stay with them, because, you know, they're out here every day and they don't mind this cold weather. Lately, they seem a lot more relaxed with me being here, and I think they are slowly getting used to me, which is great.
Raindrops splashing on the surface of calm water, a duck shaking its head in the rain, and a male moose with antlers stepping through the forest and eating the foliage of a tall plant. A bald eagle sitting in a treetop nest. The bird spreads its wings and takes to the air. Raindrops on the bristling branches of a pine tree, and misty clouds blowing across the mountainous landscape beyond. A rainbow begins to form in a distant valley. A bird with speckled plumage clings to the side of a tree and feeds its offspring through a hole in the trunk. A brown bear and her cub grazing in a lush meadow. The cub eats some wildflowers, then clambers over a log. Two prairie dogs play fighting. A male spruce grouse raises and spreads its tail, fluffs out its feathers and postures in front of a female it's courting. The bears are drinking at the side of a river. The mother heads off up the rocky bank, and her cub follows. The glassy surface of a lake. A duck floating on the still waters. Moving slowly past trees. A marmot, a large species of squirrel, scampers away. The sun-dappled floor of the forest, then a streamlined duck swimming gracefully along. Sun-kissed mountains reflected in a wide lake. June 24th.
For 3 weeks, I've been able to find our cow and calf almost every day. But over the past couple of days, things have changed. I've been bushwhacking, looking and looking, and after a lot of time searching, I found the mother. But I can't see any sign of the calf. For the past few weeks, that mom and calf have always been together. So it's very strange to suddenly find the mother and see no sign of the calf. About half of these calves are killed in their first month of life. So I'm getting really nervous something's happened.
Startled by the noise, the cow runs off for a short distance.
You know, those females have a lot of things that are hunting them and hunting their young. So it's not easy being mother moose. There's wolves. There's black bears. There's grizzly bears here. All of those animals prey on baby moose.
Long gashes on a trunk.
So this looks like this was done by a grizzly bear. You can see there's claw marks that are taller than me, and these huge, I mean, imagine the power to cut through this bark. I mean, that's gotta be almost 3 feet. You can see it's raked its claws into the bark. It's a sort of a scent territory marking. I see black bears doing similar things to trees a lot, but the marks are nowhere near as long.
Snow-capped mountains. A grazing deer nervously glancing over its shoulder, and Hugo picking his way through dense forest.
At this point, I really don't know what to do about our missing calf. I mean, live in hope, I guess. So, I'm gonna keep looking.
A bird of prey dives into a lake, its talons extended. Soon the bird is airborne again, carrying the fish it's caught beneath it. Hugo kneels to examine an animal track in muddy ground. Stepping over a log, he moves on. The shadows of clouds pass in fast motion over the Canadian Rockies.
It's been over 2 weeks since the last time we saw our calf, and there is not a sign of her. We have looked everywhere and nothing. Park warden, all of our contacts, everyone thinks she's gone.
The cow chews on a mouthful of foliage. She bends her knees and settles down on the ground.
The only meaningful relationship a cow is going to have in her life is the relationship with her calf. It's the only other animal in this entire park she is going to let get close to her. So this has got to be really tough on her.
Purple wildflowers and the sun hanging low on the horizon. July 12th. A baying wolf. An alert-looking prairie dog stands up on its hind legs, and the movement of a flapping bird caught in slow motion. The moose walking in the distance, with birds of prey perched high in the trees. Hugo's hurriedly putting things in his backpack.
I am so excited. We just got a call saying that a cow and calf were spotted right where we've been filming. The cow apparently has a huge scar on her shoulder, so it's gotta be ours. So I'm just gonna pack up this and then head right over there. Gosh, I hope it's them.
Stars above the tall tree canopy give way to blue skies as day arrives. The mother moose is foraging in a verdant part of the forest. The distinctive scar on her shoulder is plainly visible. She steps aside, revealing her calf has been standing just behind her.
Hey, girl. Where have you been?
It just goes from days of nothing, and then it's magical. I can't believe it. This calf must have been with her mom the whole time. I bet she was bedded down just off in the distance. These calves can disappear into their surroundings so well. It's a survival strategy, and man, is it effective.
Flying high above the green and flourishing forest, which stretches towards the distant mountains, mountain goats with white coats, beards, and black dagger-like horns. A bird has alighted on the topmost part of a plant, and a bumblebee buzzes around some bluebells. Young ducklings diving down beneath the water. The mother moose is standing in a lake with the water at shoulder height. In slow motion, she lifts her head from beneath the water, brandishing a mouthful of plants.
She's been waiting a long time to feed on these water plants. It takes months for these mountain lakes to warm up enough to provide the mineral-rich plants she craves but can't get on land. Some of these water plants have 500 times more sodium than land plants. And a moose needs sodium for every part of their development, from growing hair to reproducing. and they'll go to great lengths to get it. They'll dive up to 18 feet to get their teeth on this stuff. There is so much our calf needs to learn to be a moose. And the only one who can teach her is her mom.
As its mother chews on the water plants, the calf makes its way through long grass till it arrives at the water's edge. A beaver swimming by.
This is a tricky lesson. She's got to learn it's safe to go in the water and to swim for the first time. And then, because all the really good water plants are at the bottom, she's got to learn how to dive. This could take her weeks, even a month to learn.
The beaver slaps the water with its tail and disappears beneath the surface. August the 5th gives way to August the 10th, and then the 14th. The cow continues to lower her head beneath the water. The calf is standing a short distance behind her, the water up to her knees. Slowly, the calf ventures further from the shore. Some waterweed is floating on the surface, and she eats it up greedily. Her mother continues to feed nearby. Now, as the calf's walking along the water, she briefly breaks into a run. She wades deeper and deeper. Only her mother's head is visible above the water, and that too is lost from sight as she dives down again. The calf swims along, her head just above the surface. She thrashes at the water with her front legs.
Not the most graceful thing I've seen. But moose are such strong swimmers. She'll get it soon enough.
The calf's head nearly goes under, then her mother surfaces next to her, chewing on a plant. A long-legged bird on a log, bobbing its tail up and down. The calf passes a duck that's swimming the other way. The cow eating a water plant, then the calf doing the same.
She's got the hang of it just in time. These guys really need to feast on this sodium-rich pondweed while they can. Moose can store minerals in their bodies so efficiently that they only need to load up on essential elements like sodium once or twice a year. These aquatic plants will die out in about a month. Not all the lakes here produce them, so this one is a magnet for all the moose in the area. Moose normally keep to their own territory. Up until now, our cow and calf have had this lake to themselves. But now, they've got company.
Another female moose is striding along the bank. It stops and stands in shallow water.
Oh man, their ears are back. That means our mother moose and this new cow want nothing to do with each other. Oh my gosh, is that another calf? It looks so tiny compared to our calf.
The newly arrived calf emerges from the tree line.
He can't be more than 3 or 4 weeks old.
He runs along the side of the lake to join his mother. The first two moose are still up to their necks.
This little guy is going to have to do a lot of growing up before winter comes.
It stops and stands in shallow water.
I wonder how the little calf's life is going to be different than the big calf's.
The bigger calf follows its mother out of the water.
It's late August, and this is only the second calf I've seen in the entire park. This is so cool.
The younger calf has also left the lake, and it now walks through woodland, foraging for food. It flaps its large ears, taking in its surroundings. He then hurries off through the trees, moving closer to his parent. Now the young moose is lying down, resting in long grass.
There really are personality differences between the calves. The little calf is kind of, he's a little cheeky. He's more curious and he's more bold. And he'll wander off a lot.
The youngster lying in the grass, his ears twitching as he dozes. Later, he's eating next to his mother.
I really want to try to follow this little calf and our original big calf. I love the chestnut color on the mom. She's gorgeous. They're both so relaxed around me.
The calf suckling at the mother.
This is going to be great.
Next, a large male moose with broad, flat, and many pointed antlers. A cloud of steam erupts from his nose as he swims in a lake. September 17th. The large bull starts to rise out of the water. There's a second male standing amongst the trees nearby. The one in the lake is stepping towards the bank, his wet fur glistening in the sunshine.
Now that it's fall, I have to be really careful. The bull moose, who have been up in the mountains for the past couple months, are coming down for the mating season. This is the only time of year the bull moose gather together.
More bulls among the trees.
They are spending a lot of time sizing each other up. I don't blame them. These guys can weigh 1,200 pounds and reach over 2 meters at the shoulder.
Two bulls drinking at the edge of the lake. Another raises its head and calls out from behind some pine trees. Two bulls standing close to one another.
They are very powerful animals, and at this time of year, they're unpredictable.
One bull sniffs at the other. From the formidable-looking antlers of a bull moose to the placid waters of a lake gently rippling. Hugo's paddling himself along in a canoe. The bow of the small boat parting the dark waters. He drifts past a female moose that's drinking at the edge of the lake. Daylight's on the wane, and Hugo looks over to where a yellow-tinged cloud is hanging above a mountain.
Things have gotten so much more intense in the past little while. It's safer just to take in all the action from out here. The cows are only just starting to come into heat, and the bulls seem to be getting impatient.
He paddles on.
They're charging through the forest, calling out, thrashing little trees, trying to find a mate. There's so much going on in the woods right now that it's really hard to track our two cows.
It's now dark enough to see stars in the sky above. Silhouetted against the sky, Hugo listens and observes. In time-lapse, a new day dawns and clouds pass quickly over the breathtaking landscape. A large male moose stands looking out across the lake.
The bulls are going to hang around for a few weeks. But you know what? The cows are only fertile for one day a month. And they want to stay away from those bulls until that day. Because some of these bulls can be really aggressive.
Cows splashing through water as bulls chase after them. A male breaks off its chase.
When she's ready to pick a mate, she'll check out the size of the bull's antlers. Moose antlers are the fastest growing bone mass on the planet. At the peak of summer, they can grow an inch a day. I wouldn't be surprised if the bulls can hear them growing. By fall, they can weigh in at 40 to 50 pounds. But before a cow can be impressed by his rack, a bull has to lure her in. The rest of the crew say I'm weird, but I actually like the smell of the oil that the bulls rub on the trees. It's earthy, musky, maybe a little sweet, and it comes from special glands just above their eyes. Each bull leaves his scent behind on the trees he thrashes, and that smell says a lot about his mood, his status, even his sexual power. It's a subtle smell, but obviously it's working on our little calf's mouth.
She rubs her head against a trunk, then sets off into the trees. September 25th. Little calf, 8 weeks old. A bull moose chases the cow into the trees, leaving the calf unattended. The calf starts to follow the adult animals, but then pauses, looking a bit uncertain. The bull has his head bowed, thrashing his antlers against a pine tree. The bull steps away, and now the calf rubs its head against a tree.
This little calf is fearless. He's learned so much mimicking his mother the last few months. And now he's copying a bull. I hope he keeps his distance.
But the calf doesn't keep his distance. When the bull stops and looks back, the calf wanders up to it. The bull turns towards the youngster.
This is risky. That bull could kill him. If he tried to mount the little calf, he'd break his back. And one angry swipe at those antlers would do serious damage.
The calf is sniffing at the bull's head. When the bull steps towards the calf wisely turns away and starts to walk off. The big male follows. He treads slowly after the youngster, which is soon walking through a sun-dappled clearing. The calf pauses for a moment, looking around before hopping over a log. The cow is grazing in the clearing, and the bull cautiously approaches her. The calf is now sniffing at the bull's hindquarters. His mother warns him off, lunging towards the bull. The cow and her offspring walk away together, leaving the bull digging at the ground with its front hooves. He urinates in the hole he's made. Now dust flies as the bull tramples another section of ground. It settles itself down on the spot. The cow reappears and wanders over to the bull.
In the end, it's the cow who decides who her mate will be.
She lies down next to the bull. From white clouds swirling in the distance to yellow leaves raining down in the forest. October 10th. Hugo crosses a small wooden bridge that spans a stream.
Having been here for so long, doing this day after day, I spend more time with these guys than anyone else.
Big Calf, 18 weeks old.
It's going to be tougher to keep up with them when winter comes, though. I hear snow can get as deep as 5 feet here. I'll have to deal with extra clothes, snowshoes, and then there's all the food I'm going to have to carry.
It's now winter, and Hugo's wearing snowshoes as he tramps through thick snow in the forest.
The amount of energy you need snowshoeing with all the gear. I'm just eating bacon like candy out here. Anything with calories. And the moose have it worse.
November 9th.
Now that winter's hit, there's very little for them to eat.
Little Calf, 14 weeks old.
These guys are going to find every last bit of green forage they can. But soon all this nutrient-rich stuff will be gone, and they'll be left with a diet of prickly evergreens, even twigs. Whatever they can get their teeth on.
Big Calf, 22 weeks old.
Even after eating for hours and hours on end, they're going to lose weight every day for the next 5 months. This is going to be tough for our big calf. But it's going to be even tougher for our little calf. He's had so little time to build up any fat reserves.
Flying just above treetop level. Passing over a frozen lake. A bird hops along the ice and takes flight. Two wolves, then a bighorn sheep. A solitary wolf padding its way across a snowy landscape. A female moose rises to its feet in the forest, its coat covered with snow. It stands quite still as a light snowfall comes down. December 1st. A moose and her calf investigate a parked 4x4.
In this winter landscape, all a mother can do is to show her calf how to find everything possible to eat. Our little calf is catching on pretty quick.
Licking the calf.
Hey, little guy.
Hugo films from inside the calf.
So these moose are really attracted to the salt in my car.
The road salt contains potassium, calcium, even magnesium. That's why the mothers love it so much. It's like my car is a popsicle.
From the mother moose kneeling on her front legs and licking at the car's mudguard, to a steady fall of snowflakes against a backdrop of green foliage.
When they're not licking my car, it's actually really hard to find our moose in this massive park.
January 4th.
Each mother and calf roam a territory of about 5 square kilometers. At their closest, they're about 10 kilometers apart. So I have a lot of ground to cover to keep track of them.
You would think following the tracks in the snow would be really easy. But it is really hard. You find a fresh track and you just start following it. You would not believe how often they crisscross each other. So when you think you're getting close, you actually find out that you're still hours behind the moose.
The mother and calf resting, then Hugo tramping onwards.
And the other big thing is the snowshoes make so much noise. And with all your gear, you know, I have 50, 60 pounds of stuff with me. A big tripod over my shoulder. I mean, they hear me coming from a mile away. The funny thing is, if you're walking through the bush, following their tracks, and you can actually make eye contact with them, I find if I talk to them gently and sort of let them know it's me, it's not a wolf, they immediately relax.
Big calf, 33 weeks old. February 13th. Little calf, 28 weeks old. As the little calf's mother chews at a tangle of twigs poking out of the snowy ground, the calf himself is approaching a small tree, his legs sinking into the thick snow.
Winter is such an endurance test for moose. The longer it goes on, the closer they come to starving to death, and this does happen. For our little calf, who was born so late in the season, this is going to be a real struggle.
A red-headed finch perched in the bare branches of a tree, then the little calf struggling through the thick carpet of snow.
Our little calf is such a fighter, though. No matter how tough it is for him, he just never gives up. He just needs to get through 5, maybe 6 more weeks of this snow, and he's home free.
The mother moose, her long head dusted with white.
The snow is so deep, despite their long legs, you know, the snow is still draining their energy, so it really seems like every step they take in this snow is calculated to expend the least bit of energy that they can.
The cow raises her head up to some branches.
Everything that they do is really planned. Like, look at that. The cow is just planted. She is straining her neck, stretching her neck, eating everything in sight. And then when she's cleaned up everything that she can reach, takes a step, another step. And there we go again.
The calf's also chewing at branches.
It is just amazing they find enough food to eat here. They really are twig eaters.
It's incredible to think that they can eat 8,000 to 9,000 twigs a day.
A river running through a cold and frosty landscape. The calf negotiates another stretch of thick snow.
I bet they're dreaming of spring and all the green veg that's going to come out.
He slowly heads off, leaving a clearly marked trail behind him. Above the surrounding pine trees, the sky darkens and is suddenly illuminated by the shimmering, incandescent glow of the aurora borealis. The stars wheel by as dancing greens, purples, and yellows light up the heavens. In low light, the dark shapes of wolves stalk across the snow. above a mountain, and a shooting star speeds across the sky. Night turns to day. March 5th.
I haven't seen our little calf and his mom for 2 days now. I decided to leave them alone because they were so high up the mountain. I don't know what's driving them up, but I've stayed away in case it was me. I can't go too long without checking on them, though. So today is going to be a climbing day.
He makes his way up a steep slope through the trees with hard-packed snow underfoot. He spots a large, deep paw print.
Oh my gosh. Look at those tracks. That's crazy. Wow. I think I'm on the trails of wolves, judging by the tracks, and they're going exactly the same way I'm going. I'm about 500 meters from the last known location of the calf. Okay. Looks like there might be at least two here. I'm kind of nervous. Just because our little calf in the snow, I mean, I don't know. I think a wolf would, or a pack of wolves would have no problem. I mean, if the mom protected it, that would be its only hope. This is such a weird feeling. I'm kind of half expecting to see maybe our moose killed any second now. Or, I don't know what I'm, you know, these tracks could, this could be the first part of their hunt. If they did kill the moose, it could be kilometers away. But wow, there's a lot of wolf tracks. I'm hearing ravens over there. It could mean it's a kill. We are really close to where our cow and calf were. Now, that being said, they were still 500 meters away last time I saw them, which isn't that far, except it was vertical, almost vertical up the hill. Oh, man. I just gotta wonder if this is our calf. Okay, I'm gonna keep searching.
Scouring the ground as he walks on, he spots something in the snow.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That is moose hair. Ooh, but this isn't good. This isn't good at all. Man. Well, I think the only thing to do is to keep following these wolf tracks and see what happens.
He walks on across a flat clearing, then begins another steep climb. Oh,
this is a brutal climb. Ah, oh, her tracks are right here. That's definitely the mother. And I just saw a calf track back there. Oh, come on, guys. Please, go up the hill. Oh, man. Look at all these broken branches. There's been an epic chaser battle here. Broken branches everywhere. Hair, clumps of hair, tracks. The wolf tracks converge here. Oh my God, look at that. Oh no.
There's gray fur matting the ground everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, man. Oh, poor guy. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, poor calf.
He strokes a solitary trotter attached to a bone which is clean of flesh.
This is just unbelievable.
There's grey fur everywhere.
You can't help but get attached to these animals. I've spent so many hours, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours with this moose, and now to Just know it died this way. And it was so close to making it through the winter. I mean, a few more weeks now and it could have been in the clear. And I just hope our cow is doing okay. It looks like she ran off that way.
Mist clearing to reveal the snowy pine forest from above. An icy river coursing through a mountain valley. Then, in slow motion, a bird in flight, its wings outstretched, glides past the steep cliff, clutching a tuft of grey fur in its beak. It lands on a nest, with another bird immediately following, and packs the grey fur into the nest of twigs. The other bird sits on the clump of fur to compress it. In slow motion, a bird in flight, beating its wings. A snow-covered mountain rising majestically into a deep blue sky. Moving down from the snowy mountain range to a river in the mountain valley flanked by tall pine trees, the ice flow broken by a sliver of snaking water. The ice on its surface is thin now, and the river is flowing freely beneath it. The wintry conditions have disappeared, and the woodland and meadows are green. Time-lapse footage of flowers beginning to burst into life in the warm sunlight. In slow motion, small, colourful birds darting into the air. One of the little birds rises into the air and catches a tiny insect in its beak in one smooth movement. May 22nd. An adult moose and her calf trot to the rocky edge of a river.
Despite the hard winter, I'm glad to say our first calf has survived. She's a yearling now, and she's big. She was only about 40 pounds when I met her, and now she must weigh well over 400 pounds.
They reach the other side of the river and climb the bank, one following behind the other. Mother and calf are now grazing. Big calf, 50 weeks old.
Considering that only around 30% of moose calves survive their first year, it's a real triumph for our big calf that she's made it to spring. She's past the tough stuff now. Food is no longer scarce, and she's had the protection and guidance of her mother for a whole year. But things are about to change. Her mom is pregnant, but before she gives birth, she will turn on her calf and drive her out.
In slow motion, her mother appears to be stalking towards her calf, who looks up from grazing. She rushes at the youngster.
She'll chase off her yearling in order to ensure the best possible chance for her newborn. She'll keep shunning and shunning her until the message is clear. You are not welcome here anymore.
Again, the mother harries her calf, chasing it off.
I guess it's tough love. The mother's focus has turned to nurturing the next generation. Now our yearling has to head out into the world and make it on her own. despite everything her mother has taught her, she still has so much left to learn.
She's ambling along a park road, holding up a line of traffic. May 25th. The moose stoops to graze, its eye in close up. The solitary moose stands in a woodland clearing. From the air, the mountain range bisected by a deep river valley. June 9th.
I heard that a chestnut-colored moose was seen on a small island 5 miles up Maline Lake. It's got to be our little calf's mom. I've never seen another moose that color in the park.
Two ducks glide through the still water. Then the tiny calf plods behind its mother in the shallows.
Hi, little guy.
The calf's fur is fluffy, and it climbs the steep bank on its long and ungainly legs. Then the mother grazing, with her calf standing beneath her body. The calf loses its footing briefly, then in close-up it's suckling on its mother's teats.
She has survived so much. She must be completely exhausted. And yet, here she is again, using all her strength to mother another little calf. And at a time when moose populations are in such decline, each calf is precious. Our feisty little calf showed me just how hard life can be for a moose born late in the season. This new calf was born 2 months before his brother was last year, which gives him a huge advantage for surviving that critical first year. I've been so lucky to experience firsthand the strong bond that develops between a calf and its mother. She is such a remarkable animal. I feel better about leaving here, now that I know she's had a chance to be a mother again.
Mother and calf lie together contentedly. In slow motion, one of the ducks dives below the surface, followed by the other. A mountain lake at dusk. Shadows and ripples on the darkening water. A fish briefly breaks the surface, leaving expanding rings of water in its wake.